Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the adhkar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the different virtues of reading, the different dhikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, and that are found in the ahadith. And Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu qala kunna inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal aya'jizu ahadukum an yaksiba fi kulli yawmin alf hasanatin. As Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu says, that once we were seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are any one of you able to earn 1,000 rewards every day? Now this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't just push things down like what we find today, that somebody will just post a hadith and just send this email and just... Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always see that there is desire from the Sahaba, and then he will explain to them. And when the desire is there and then you explain to somebody, then he'll practice upon it. But if you just continuously just send bulk SMSs, bulk ahadith, bulk Quran ayats, then people, they don't have time for all this. They'll just maybe browse it. Sometimes they won't browse it. They'll just close it. The respect is lost for the hadith. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the Sahaba, and then he's looking to see the talab, the desire from them. And this is the way he's putting in a question form. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, is any one of you able to earn 1,000 rewards every day? Now he is waiting for a response from them, to see that response and to show us also that when the response is there and the person is desirous of learning, at that point now you teach a person. If a person is not desirous, he may be eating, he may be busy in his shop, he may be having some other work to do, at that time now you want to quote him a hadith to tell him something. It's not the appropriate time. The person is not desirous to learn. But when a person himself is desirous to learn, and then you tell him, there's a great chance that the person will practice upon it. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba, are any one of you able to earn 1,000 rewards every day? فَسَأَلَهُ سَائِلٌ مِّن جُلَسَائِهِ كَيْفَ يَكْسِبُ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةٍ. Now one person from the crowd, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we earn 1,000 rewards every day?
قال يسبح مئة تسبيحة فيكتب له ألف حسنة ألف حسنة ويحط عنه ألف ألف خطيئة رواه مسلم.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person who says سبحان الله 100 times daily, this person, for him 1,000 rewards is written. And then رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that 1,000 gunas are forgiven for him just for saying 100 times سبحان الله daily. Daily he says Subhanallah, then for him what reward he's getting? He's getting 1,000 rewards and 1,000 gunas are being forgiven.
قال الحميدي كذا هو في كتاب مسلم أو يحط in
Muslim Sharif it comes, or 1,000 sins are forgiven. In another hadith it comes that and 1,000 sins are forgiven. So in other words, just for saying Subhanallah 100 times, he's getting 1,000 rewards and 1,000 gunas are being forgiven. What a bargain this is. So therefore, if we are very careful of saying the tasbihat after salah, automatically we're getting our subhanallahs over 100 for the day. But to take out specifically time, a person is not sure whether he had completed it, and now a person reads 100 times separately subhanallah, then he'll also get the reward of what this hadith is saying. Actually, he's taking out time and he's saying subhanallah 100 times. One more hadith, an Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yusbihu ala kulli sulama min ahadikum sadaqa. As Abu Dharr says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every morning charity is due on every limb of the body. We wake up, our limbs are fine, we are moving. Charity, sadaqah, is due on every limb of our body. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, فَكُلُّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time somebody is saying subhanallah, he's giving sadaqah, he's giving charity. وَكُلُّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time he's saying alhamdulillah, he's giving sadaqah. وَكُلُّ تَهْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time this person is saying la ilaha illallah, he's giving sadaqah. وَكُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time he's saying Allahu Akbar, he's giving sadaqah. وَأَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةٍ. He's commanding and encouraging people to do good things. This person is giving sadaqah. وَنَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةٍ. A person is preventing people from doing the wrong things. He's discouraging people from doing anything that is wrong. This person is getting sadaqah. Not that he himself is promoting evil and he's stopping people from doing good. So therefore a person should be very careful. Even in his business, he should see that the way he's displaying things, sometimes he's got adverts with pictures on it, with ladies on it. All this is not correct. Rather, we should be promoting good and be saving people from evil. So a person should be extra careful of these things. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained an easy way to cover up for every joint of the body.
There are 360 joints, as mentioned in another hadith. To cover up for 360 joints, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us one easy method here. وَيُجْزِئُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ رَكَعْتَانِ وَيَرْكَعْهُمَا مِنَ الدُّحَى. A person reads two rakat salah at the time of duha. Duha is mid-morning. We explained it before, that you look at the sunrise time and you look at zawal time, and then the mid-morning, the mid-time between the two, is that's around mid-morning. A person reads two rakats of salah, it will suffice as sadaqah for every joint of his body. Therefore you find that ulama ikram, we did a whole chapter on it, but just to recap very quickly, that ulama and sahaba etc., the pious, they would never miss for anything that salatul duha, what we know as salatul chast. That a person reads two rakats or reads four rakats, that covers up. Here this hadith is saying two rakats covers up for that whole body. Another hadith it comes, that a person that recites four rakats. So ideally a person should try and read, if he can't read four rakats, at least try and read two rakats of salatul chast. This is something that we shouldn't miss. It's very easy. If we keep a musalla also in our business place, and we have wuzu, it's very easy. Just go on to the musalla, read the two rakats of chast, mid-morning salah. Not only will we be getting this reward, but we'll be bringing barakah also in our business. The person is at home, he'll be bringing barakah in his home. Right now, this is what we are in need of. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.